This is Rhoda MacLeaver. She was a very senior devotee of Bhagavan Shiva. Yes. She's a, I think you might have seen her, Rhoda. She was staying, yes, you know, outside. She was a party lady married to a Westerner.
Yes.
Yeah. She has recorded this. Two visitors came to Bhagavan and one of them said, "My friend has taken as his guru a man who is not even a sadhu." This is what the devotee told Bhagavan, that his friend has taken taken as his guru a man who is not even a sadhu. "I brought him here so that he would go up this guru and follow you, Bhagavan. Please make him to do so." Bhagavan replies sternly, "Who are you to say who is the right guru for him? By what power can you make out what a man really is? And are you sure that the guru counts so much? All counts depends upon the disciple. Even if you worship a stone with great devotion, it will be seen as God." This is what I found. Never to Bhagavan, never to criticize somebody's guru or somebody or whatever it may be. Never I have found Bhagavan criticizing anybody,
yes,
as I know. Even in the matters of dispute within this one, Bhagavan used to be, never used to take a side. See, I will, somehow it came to my mind, an interesting thing happened. Chadwick was always a man, he had a tremendous devotion to Bhagavan.
Yes.
And all that, but apart from that, he was very, very watchful about Bhagavan also.
Yes.
What he does. Does he come to the pattern of a saint or a jnani, this and that? See, in those days, Bhagavan used to spend about an hour after the lunch with the devotees. This Chadwick will wait till the last person leaves, and after the last person leaves, he used to go for a do the pradakshina of the Bhagavan's hall a couple of times. One particular night, he observed a groaning sound coming from inside the hall. Then he just peeped in, found out whether it is the attendant who is snoring, or is it the Bhagavan who is snoring, or this and that. But was very clear, the sound was coming from Bhagavan. It was a groaning sound due to the fever Bhagavan had.
It was a groaning sound, yes.
Yeah, due to the fever had. A serious doubt came in the Chadwick's mind. How can a jnani groan? He who has crossed all the barriers of this one, and the Bhagavad Gita says the qualities in neither it can be wetted nor can be burnt in this and that, all the qualities that is attributed to it. This, how can he? So anyhow, he went back. "I should ask Bhagavan why he groaned." So he got an opportunity the next day or whatever it may be. He didn't say initially itself, "I heard the groaning sound," etc. He first, of the Bhagavad Gita, he quoted the attributes of the jnani.
Changeless,
and this and that, deathless, this, that.
Yes.
Yes. Bhagavan said, yes, all that is correct. But yesterday, Bhagavan, I heard the groaning sound coming from you. Bhagavan said, yes, I had the fever, he said. He asked, it is not met with the conformity of this. Bhagavan said, body was groaning, not me. In the Bhagavad Gita, when he said it can be neither be slain or killed or this or that, it is the Atman, not the perishable body. Perishable body has its own program.
Nature. Yes,
yes, subject to the nature. How beautifully Bhagavan said, it is the body that was groaning, not me.
It's important to remember when we suffer, to realize that that also is nature. Wonderful. So, let's conclude for, we'll conclude for this wonderful satsang and return again. Anything you
want? This is an exceptionally, many books are wonderful, I should say, particularly the first books of written by the devotees like Krishna Bhikshu, talks by Munagal Venkatramaya.
Letters.
Letters.
Yes.
All these are all, what you said, I do agree with you in the sense that the subsequent books were all written, etc., etc.
And even the early core books, they've been edited. They've gone through changes, clarifications, which even though the motives...
I think so far it has not been touched. They were about to be touched, but it didn't happen. I'm talking about talks. I'm talking about letters from Ramanasha.
But you see, I have the document where Arthur Osborne said that the collected works, the original collected works, has been altered even before his passing in the 60s.
No, see, there are something, particularly, you know, understanding of Osborne on those very subtle things because of the lack of the language was there. So there is, that is why I didn't put the collected work in the same, this one as these books. See, the Westerner has heard it from the somebody. And that somebody has, with his knowledge, he has passed on to Osborne. So there is certain, this one which was being talked about in those days.
I see.
Yes, yes. It is not, you know, with any other intention.
But even that being so, I am starting to see the beauty and the value of, again, the oral transmission of what Bhagavan said, the stories of those who were there and communicated, and like you heard from your father, you heard from some of the direct disciples. Some of the things that Bhagavan said, actually, to me, that is essential to recall, to find the source. That's why the whole purpose of these recordings, to try to understand how Bhagavan responded, how he engaged with people, how people saw him. The knowledge and the experience that we can apply in practice in our own life far transcends the knowledge we can glean from a book. When it said, this is the teaching. Well, Bhagavan's life was his teaching. He was not a philosopher. He did not engage with
never gave even one lecture.
Yes.
Never gave in his life. That's like Paramahamsa. Where Paramahamsa gave a lecture?
No, it didn't happen.
It was a transformation.
So the recollection...
It was a transformation through a direct contact or through the few words that all mattered. And rest, you know, is a journey one has to take. So that's all I understood about Bhagavan.
See, because people can read certain scripture, especially some of the core, very almost poetic, 40 verses of reality and different things that are very complex. I've heard Tamilian people say, for us, this is very difficult to understand. But when you come across an incident like you related where Bhagavan said, who are you to say if this man is this man's guru or not? You can see Bhagavan is confirming the existence of a guru. When Bhagavan says, makes a comment about sadhana. Well, you can see that sadhana was a reality.
Yes, it is a reality. It has to be a reality.
And so,
see, unfolding of what we call the Maya is only through the sadhana. Yes, it cannot be through any other means. It is, you know, putting the clock back, that's all.
Correct.
The mind which has gone out will be brought in and dwell in that indweller, that is the sadhana.
You see, and the thing
but
that
Bhagavan, in a small way, because many times he has used, we are all concerned with seeing, we are not concerned with the seer.
Yes.
Seer. Focus your attention on the seer. The seeing will be dropped of its own accord. So that is all the message. But though it is so simple, because of our all the tendency of our always is to go out because of our vasanas.
Yes.
So an effort is required to see the seer and be in that. That is all.
But like you're saying, which I think is a pivotal understanding to absorb, is that people who were with Bhagavan and those who came after, who were still in the presence of his direct disciples and were being told the way it was, they never came to the conclusion, Bhagavan is in my heart guiding me and therefore I can do no wrong. They all stressed, what did Bhagavan say? How did he guide us for purification of life? How did he guide us for the internalization of the mind? Practical methods. And therefore, they sought these out and they applied them in their own spiritual practice. They never became, in a sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, ethereal in saying, it's all within. I have to do nothing. It never occurred in Bhagavan's life. Like you say, Bhagavan, he was strict. He was never lenient. He was exacting. He was the embodiment of perfection. And therefore, even though he didn't criticize, he had his ways, subtle and loving as they were, to exact the perfection in those around him.
Yes.
Through discipline.
In fact, I don't know whether you have that book called Ramana Stuti, which was on all an article written by who were the cooks at that time, who were the attenders at that time, who were closely connected with Bhagavan in some way or the other. It is really a masterpiece. In fact, I will bring it next time. So maybe I found that is an excellent book, because what Bhagavan's teaching is being recorded, but how he dealt with the people, like what he did to Shanmugam, what he did tell Shanmugam, what he told Vishwanath Swamiji.
Yes.
These are the things at present, at my stage, I require it for the journey that is required.
What is the name of the book again?
A Ramana Smriti. It is not a book. It is not a book.
It's an article.
Yes, it is this one. It is a souvenir. I don't think so it is available in the bookstall also. Only that Golden Jubilee souvenir is available. But this was done during, I think, the centenary celebration. I think so. How you know each one of them, how he tried, what is the thing that he gave them? Only one word that was all sufficient for their rest of their life.